Hello and welcome to Love Samantha Lee, the more than just pretty podcast. I'm your host, Samantha Lee, and here we explore love, life, spirituality, and relationships through the lens of real beauty, the kind that begins the moment you decide to be unapologetically yourself. Join us as we dive into heartfelt discussions that challenge, inspire, and connect us. Are you ready to embrace your true self? Let's begin. What's up, family? It's your girl, Samantha Lee. And y'all, today I have a word from God that just has really been kind of beating me up. I'm not going to lie. But I'll be honest with you, it's brought me much closer to him in this time. So without further ado, I'm going to title this one, Truth Is I'm Scared. I'm scared. And I recently just told God that when I was, you know, sitting before him just now. The reality is, family, I'm believing God for some things. And I believe God has put some things on my heart. The hard part is that, like, after you sit there, you do the vision board, you believe it, you see it, you visualize it, you do all those things. And then you're, you know, at first, you know, you're on a high. It's like a, oh yeah, you know, you're speaking life over it. You're in the zone. You're seeing God in it. There's like, you're just seeing it. It's just clicking. It's clicking. And I did a word a couple weeks ago where it was like called full circle. And I just saw like how God was connecting everything and moving and just showing me like, okay, I see now. Like, I get it. Well, there's a in-between. There's like a second step to that. And that's the attack of your mind. The attack of fear. False evidence appearing real. It's like you're believing, you're speaking, you're you know, quote unquote manifesting, you're praying, you're seeing God, you're like, you know, you're just in it. And y'all, I'll be honest with you, like there's been so many different things that have happened in this last couple of weeks. Like, God has called me to take out old journals and look at old journals. God has put a new energy in me. Like, I'm doing workouts twice a day. Like, you know, I'm not listening to really anything but people with a word from God or sermons. I don't listen to anything else. Literally. I'm writing in my journal, anything that comes to mind. I'm paying attention to synchronicities. I'm just like, I can't really explain the space that I'm in, but it's like, I'm feeling tapped in. And, you know, last week, if you would have talked to me, I'm on a high, like I'm on faith high. Like, just, I feel like, okay, God, I know it. I'm like, I'm so excited about what God is revealing to me that I'm smiling. I could skip into work. That's how happy and jovial I was. Like, and the thing is, I'm thinking about one day specifically, I'm driving into work and, you know, I go in and it's not my favorite thing to do. Okay. And I go, I ain't gonna lie. It's not my, what I had to do last week wasn't my favorite thing to do. But I was like, okay, I'm going to visualize myself having a good time, enjoying myself doing this. Like, I'm going to make the best of this time. And y'all, we had a blast. Like, we were joking, laughing, telling stories. Like, it was the most fun I've had doing what I don't like doing, right? And so I'm like, okay, you know, like, it's just like, it's this shift, just the shift. I felt it. And it was because of like me just speaking to God in the morning and just praying to him and just what he was revealing to me in my private time. And I'm like, oh my goodness, like da, da, da. And I'm so excited for this. And it's stuff, y'all, that like, God has never revealed some of the things he's revealing to me now. Like, I've never heard any of these things. Like, it's a different level. And I called a woman that I consider to be a mentor to me in the faith. And I was explaining to her what's happening. Like, you know, what I'm feeling, what I'm experiencing, and just keeping myself accountable to two, you know, sisters in Christ that I have that I just, you know, really try to like, I don't, some people like to go rogue. They like to go in their own direction. The Bible talks about the strength of wise counsel. So I'm talking to them. I'm trying to keep myself accountable because I don't want to, you know, have my head up in the sky with Care Bears. And, you know, that's not, you know, that's not productive. It's not a good place to be. But I was talking to her about it and, you know, she was just, you know, confirming to me certain things and, you know, just letting me know what her, the promptings in her spirit were giving her. And I was receiving those things. And I want to always keep myself open for rebuke. I think it's very, very, it scares me a little bit when people don't allow themselves to be held accountable, right? In anything. You've got to be coachable. You got to remain coachable. So even in the things that I'm believing God for, even in the things that I am praying about, I leave myself open to rebuke and to be held accountable. Like, no, Sam, that's not it. You're in the wrong path, going down the wrong road, like believing for the wrong thing, going in another direction. And now I might be disappointed, might be hurt, might be sad, but I'm open to that because listen, I've been wrong before. I know the heart is deceitful above all things. I know how our heart can make us believe things and go and go down certain roads and there's nothing there, or it's a brick wall and we crash into the brick wall. And I'm very cautious of that. So that was last week. This week, this morning, I woke up with a heaviness on my spirit. I don't know where it came from, to be honest. And it might not even have come from me, but it was like, even in my prayer time, I wasn't as like in it. You know, I was talking to God and the time with God flies. It's like an hour. It used to be 30 minutes, 15 minutes. Now it's hour and 10, hour and 30. Like, yeah, literally. And then I'm finding time to get back to him. Like that's what I'm on right now. If someone could tell me what this is, I would love to know. But I'm sitting in front of like my wall and I'm not connected. I feel like there's something that I'm believing that isn't right. Something's not right. Like the excitement is just not there. The fear is there. The doubt is there. It's like a fog that's covering my mind to where I'm a little bit snappy, a little bit irritable. And I'm trying to control it, you know, trying to, you know, get my daughter ready and, you know, give her the best energy I have. And then I have some time to myself before I have to get into the things that I have to do for the day. And I was sitting there like in my car and I just cry out. I cry out. I'm like, God, the reality is I don't want to be believing for the wrong thing. Like, I don't want to be believing for the wrong thing. I don't want to be sitting here, you know, speaking fire to the wind and it's not you. And there's always like this thing that I've heard. It's called a hope deferred. I'm going to look up this verse because I really haven't even looked up this verse. People say this all the time, but I've never even looked up the verse, but I've always heard people saying like,
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and Game System. You to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Assisted customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Proverbs 13. I want to read this verse, y'all, because I want to understand this, and I'm going to understand it on this thing, like with you guys. So it says in Proverbs 13, so it says that pride leads to conflict, and those who take advice are wise. Wealth from get-rich-quick schemes quickly disappears. Wealth from hard work grows over time. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life. A lot of people talk about how hope deferred, like if you ever look on in, you know, you people talk about prophecies and different things like that. And there's people that definitely operate in the prophetic gifting. And I'm listening to some of them, and they always say hope deferred, you know, it makes the heart sick. You don't want to be taking a word that doesn't belong to you, and you're hoping for something that isn't for you, right? And they bring up this hope deferred thing. So today I'm like praying to God. I'm like, I don't want to have a hope deferred. Like I don't want, I'm going to look up what that means here because I want to understand it. It says, I want to understand what that says. And it says the adage, the hope deferred makes the heart sick, only means that God's answers to our prayers are sometimes withheld. And so that means that no one likes waiting. It feels good to get what we want, but when our expectations are delayed for a long time, we can experience disappointment, disillusionment, and loss of hope. In some cases, prolonged waiting for what we eagerly desire can be such an affliction to us that it defers little from a lingering sickness. The scenario is the exact meaning of Solomon's words, hope deferred makes the heart sick. So deferred in the passage means to put off or drag out as in a long drawn out process. Hope deferred can mean many things. A prayer of salvation for a loved one, unanswered for years, agonizing job search, you know, battle with health, heartbreaking, you know, heartbreak. As we eagerly hope for something important, it keeps being postponed. The long we can feel can make our hearts sick. So the part of this is that when our prayers are answered, so it's very interesting because it's like, I think the problem here, and that's what I'm trying to understand, is that a lot of times when we're praying for something or we're hoping for something or we're hoping to see certain results, a lot of times when we don't see those things, it can make us literally feel sick. And I'm very, very cautious of this because there's been things that I've prayed for in my life. There are things that I am very, very conscious of that, like, they were not God, but I wanted them. And so when they didn't come or the answer didn't happen or it was a no from God, like, I experienced pain. I experienced disappointment. And so there's a part of me that's afraid to hope because of the disappointments I've experienced in the past, the fact that I've been wrong before. It's not that I don't have hope in God because I know God is good and I know God is always come through. It's me questioning myself if I'm hearing God correctly. And so it's like, okay, God, I believe that you're telling me these things, but what if I'm wrong? What if I'm believing something that isn't you? It's not that I don't think that you can do all things. It's not that I think that you can't bring whatever you want to bring to pass. It's me struggling with understanding, like, am I hearing you correctly? Is this an accurate depiction of what you're actually telling me? And I cry out to God in this car and I'm like, God, I don't want to hope deferred. I don't want to be believing for something that isn't you or isn't of you or isn't aligned with you. So God, please, like, show me, like, how do I know it's from you or it's not? How do I know if what I'm praying for and what I'm fasting for and what I'm believing you for is you? And so I'm crying out, y'all. I'm crying out. I'm laid out on the floor. I'm I am just trying very, very hard to understand God in the midst of the unknown. Because that's really what this is. It's like I'm tapping into uncharted territories. I've never been in this place before where I'm believing for things and hoping for things and dreaming again. Like for a while, y'all, if I'm being honest, I stopped dreaming because I was so afraid of being disappointed. I stopped hoping because I was so afraid of being disappointed. And so this year has been a year of like enlightenment. It's been a year of like that childlike faith coming back and wanting to see certain dreams realized in my life and like putting my energy and focus in prayer and like I'm seeing a shift in me. Like I know I'm on the brink of something. Like I know it's been confirmed. I know. But it's in those moments where the enemy can kind of come in and make you confused and question yourself and get you to start. I don't want to say overthinking because I don't think that what I'm saying is wrong, but I think that the doubts and the uncertainty is a part of this walk. Like there's a Bible verse that says, God, I believe, but help my unbelief. This man went to God for healing for his son. And he said, you know, God's like, well, if your faith will heal your son. And he's like, well, God, I believe, but help my unbelief. Help the parts of my heart that don't believe that you can heal them. Because I want to believe wholeheartedly, but I see my son is sick and I don't really have, I've seen what you are able to do in other people's lives. And I've seen how you've been able to part Red Seas. And I've seen how people can be healed of an issue that they've been battling for 12 years. I've seen what you can do. I've heard of the goodness of our Savior. I know what you are capable of. But I do not know if it's possible for me. He had heard that God, Jesus had raised Lazarus from the dead. He had heard of the things that God has done, turning water into wine. He had heard of all the things that God has done. But in that moment, he wanted healing for his son. And God said, if you have faith, then I'll heal him, you know. Because faith is the currency of the kingdom. He said, I do have faith. That's why I'm here. But any part of me that doesn't believe, help me with that. And his son was healed. Long story short. I think that, y'all, we have to look at when it comes down to God things and whether it's God or not. And y'all, this is spirit speaking now because I didn't plan on saying this. But it comes down to motivation. Comes down to understanding like the why. Like what are you believing God for and why? What's the motivation? What's the heart posture behind the things that you desire from God? You know, I want to be a multimillionaire. I want to be a billionaire. Okay, for what? What are you going to do with that? How is that going to help my people? I want to get married. Okay, for what? You getting married is a great thing and that's a covenant thing. That's amazing. But what is that? Is that just to say to your friends you married? Is that just to check off the thing on the list because I'm at the age and this is the time? Like, what about being married? Or what about making this kind of money? Or what about getting that job? Or what about living in that house or buying that car? What about those things? What is the motivation behind it? And if it does give credence to the kingdom, if it does have a bigger purpose, if it does have a bigger plan, that has God tied to it, then you know, okay, this is a God thing. Like, y'all, there's a dream that I have. There's a thing that's been on my spirit that I feel like it just keeps coming up in my spirit. It's like a deep intuition, a deep knowing. It makes me uncomfortable because I don't see it. I don't see that manifested in my life yet. But it's a knowing, and I can't run away from it. It keeps coming back. And I say to God, I'm like, I don't want to want this if this isn't you. And so I've fasted, you guys, I'm being honest, I've fasted this away. I've tried to like do everything I know to do to like get away from this. And I'm not usually the type of person that like, it takes a whole lot to get me away from things. Like I'm, you know, we done talked about this before. I'm a runner by nature. Okay. So you give me the right combination of circumstances, your girl is apt. Let's be clear. In any other way, realm, and world, Sam is Audi 3000 if the right combination of circumstances come about. That's just who I am. Like, that's just what it is, right? I have learned over time how to stay through therapy, but my nature is to leave, right? And so with that being said, I'm over here like praying to get out of something or to not, you know, to not feel this way or not be tied to this. And I'm like, you know, trying to get away from it. And I'm not getting away from it. I'm like, God, what is going on? And I talked to a friend of mine and like, maybe you're not supposed to. It seemed like there's purpose tied to it. That scared me because nothing about my current reality reflects what keeps popping up in my spirit. And so I was listening to a podcast. I think God talks to me through YouTube. I'm not going to lie. I'll pray about something and y'all be honest with you. I'll be like, God, show me the first, you know, the first or the second YouTube video. Usually it's the second one. Like the first one might be whatever, but the second video usually be on point. So the video this morning, even when I was going through my process and it says, God is in the unknown. And the woman talks exactly about what I'm in. She's like, God is in the unknown, that she was experiencing a dimension that she had not been at before spiritually, where she's starting to see things that she wasn't familiar with at one point. And she was like, God, is this you? Because this is different. Like, this is actually kind of scaring me a little bit. And she had a dream and she saw God in the midst. And she saw like hands out. Her father with her hands out in the midst of something. She understood that the dream meant that I'm in the midst of the unknown. Like in the unknown, in the uncomfortable places, in the places where you don't have certainties, that's where I am. That people cling to comfort zones and people cling to what they know, but I'm in the unknown. I'm in the uncertain places. That the places where you feel like you've got to run to me, the places where you feel you've got to be this dependent in your prayer life, but you've got to seek me in that way. Like, that's me. That is me. Those circumstances are brought about for you to have a better understanding of who I am and what I'm doing and how big I am. Because y'all, the thing that's on my spirit is so big and it's so crazy that I would like, there's like when the testimony comes out, it's going to be insane. It's going to be like, this is insane. Like this had to be God. There's no other way that God even cares about this. Like it's going to be insane. And I'm like, God, but I'm scared because there's nothing about my current reality that reflects what I believe you're showing me. And so I'm afraid to believe in it because I don't want to be disappointed by it not coming to fruition because I don't see it at all right now. God's like, exactly. That's even more so why it's me. Because if you could see it, and if what was possible for you was too small for me. That if your dream can be accomplished by you is too small. A God dream is only accomplished by God. Like, you need God to accomplish the dream. That's what a God dream is. A God dream is bigger than just you and whatever you're trying to do. It's bigger than you and just your immediate family. It's bigger than you and just your boys or your girls. It's bigger than that. It has an impact in where you are in the world. It has purpose tied to it when it's a God dream, and it's bigger than you, and it can't be done by you, and you can't see it right now. It has to be brought into your orbit by God. It has to be done by God for it to be a God dream. And a lot of us just settle in the wilderness. Settle in the wilderness. Settle with what we see. Settle with the variables that we can control. And family, guess what? I understand why. Because God has given me this dream, and I battle with myself every single day. I battle with myself. I'm like, are you sure, God? Are you sure? Like, am I hearing you correctly? Like, I don't know, God. I don't know. Like, there's days where I'm on, you know, you could find me skipping down in Atlanta, right? Well, the suburbs. Y'all know I don't be in Atlanta for real, for real. I don't be in Atlanta proper. I be in the suburbs. You could find me skipping. But then there's other days where, y'all, I'm struggling. Because I'm like, dang, I don't know, God. I don't know. I was reading a devotional, and the devotional is about doubt. And it talks about how doubt is a part of the human experience. And with doubt being, you know, because our entire walk with God is a faith walk. I mean, it is about faith. It's believing in something you cannot see, right? And so doubting is a part of this thing that we're in. Like, that's part of the cost, part of the tax we pay. But the doubts, people tend to abandon when they have doubts because, like, ooh, I don't know. So I'm going to go to what I do know to avoid what I don't know. And as I stated before from the video I saw, God is in the unknown. Because he has dominion over all of it. And so when I'm thinking about this situation with known, unknown, and figuring out where God is, what God isn't, and where people land and where people don't, it's like we normally, a lot of us just, it's scary to tap into a place that you cannot see. It's scary to hope for things you can't see. And Solomon ain't lying. He said a hope deferred makes the heart sick. It sure does. But then in the second part, it says, but dreams fulfilled. That's the part they don't talk about. But dreams fulfilled . A longing fulfilled is a tree of life. It's like, yes, you may wait a long time. And yes, it might be very challenging. And yes, you might learn a lot about yourself in this process, because family, I've learned a lot about myself in this process. But I've also never had such a close relationship with God. My dependency is God. Like, I literally find a way to get back to him. I want to get back to him. This process has created such a relationship with my creator that I can't even explain it. I'm like seeking him in such a way that I've never like sought him before. I have to hear from him. I'm like, I can't even explain it. I can't even explain it. There's something that's happening. There's a shift that's happening in my life. And you guys, y'all will be a witness to it before it happens, because I don't really know what it, I have an idea of what it is. But I'm going to keep that obviously to myself. But it's like, I know something's happening. I know there's something shifting. And I'm scared. But not because of the shift. Not because of the shift, not because it's actually shifting. It's because I'm afraid of being disappointed. I'm afraid of longing for something and it doesn't come to fruition. And I was praying before I even got on here and I said, God, I'm scared. I'm like, I don't want to be wrong. I don't want to be believing for something. Like, I know how my heart is deceitful above all things and sick and desperately wicked. I know. I don't want to be wrong. And like, as I'm talking to you guys, it's like 333. I'm going to look up that number. But I know, like, I don't want to be wrong. And God was like, well, what's the worst thing that could happen if you are? I'm like, well, I'll be hurt, be a little disappointed. But at the end of the day, I'll survive. I'll be okay. I think it's just the fear sometimes, y'all, and this is what I want to get to. Fear can amplify those anxieties to make it seem like you're not going to survive certain things. And I know that the opposition, like if I'm feeling this type of opposition, obviously I'm getting closer and closer to the breakthrough. I must be touching it. I feel an energy shift. I'm almost to wherever God is getting me to. Like I have to be because of the opposition, whether it's external or internal. I know that there is something that is happening in my world. It's shifting. And I am with God just creating this level of dependency, this level of relationship that I don't think we've ever had. I've never been this close to God. I don't think I've ever been this like disconnected from the world and just really just focusing on my relationship with God. Like I will literally sit in my room and just pray, you know, and just be talking to God as if I'm calling my best friend and I'm just sitting on the phone with him for hours. Like I am in that space where I feel like God is preparing me for something major in my life. And I know the enemy wants to talk me out of and off of what God has for me. Because that's the only way he gets me out of my positioning. Like that's what we have to understand, family. This is something that I need to say before we get off, because I normally try to end this thing at 30 minutes. Why would the enemy do this now? Because I talked to somebody else and they were saying that, you know, like they feel like, you know, life is pretty much predetermined in some way and things like that. And I, you know, things are going to happen and God kind of knows the beginning from the end. And I believe that God does know the beginning from the end and the mistakes that you're going to make. And he knows those things before you make them. I think that my thing is that I do believe that the choices that we make in our lives can either delay it or not make it happen or not make that situation be realized or have him choose somebody else. I just think that the choices that we make do impact purpose. Now, there are just certain things that God has called for you to do and God has the final say. And if you tap in, he's going to use you. And that's just what it is, right? But I do think that we can opt in and out of God's preferred will based upon the choices that we make in this life. And I think a lot of us, there's like a balance between like, there are things that I feel like God just has planned the course, but there are things that I do think that we can opt in and out of based upon how we're thinking and how, where we are in our positioning at that time. Cause there's things that may be coming to you because you settled in the wilderness, you can't get God's preferred will. For example, if you're a man and let's say, you know, you were like, I'm tired of waiting on this woman, like the perfect woman for me or the woman that God has for me. I'm just going to settle with this woman that I've been with. You know, we know each other. I'm comfortable with her, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to choose her because she's the best option right now. And you didn't wait on God for God's best. That relationship may be sufficient, but it's not all that God had for you. right? And he'll make it work. And I'm sure it's a marriage. So he's going to bless the union. However, I do believe that there's going to be a part of you that feels a little bit unfulfilled because you did not wait on God's best. Like, I know it's like deep and this is all, I'm like learning certain things as we go along. But what I am saying, family, is that God, the enemy tries to talk you out of positions God's trying to put you in. So the stronger the opposition of the position you're trying to get into is probably the position you're supposed to be into. So if you're facing a lot of opposition and you're facing a lot of anxiety and you're facing a lot of like energy, and it's not like confusion or anything like that, it's just fear or anxiety or these types of things. Like, I think that there's differences between you have a gut feeling like, no, this isn't for me, right? Or there's like anxiety and external things coming at you and other types of opposition that are trying to get you out of purpose, that are trying to get you out of where God has you to impact the world in the way that you were created to do so. So I say that to say that God, today, as I was dealing with my fear and as I was expressing my fear to him, there was a part of me that was like, you must be where you're supposed to be. Wow. If this is evoking this type of emotion, that you are coming to me this way, you must be where you're supposed to be. That if you're crying out to me and you're on your knees and you're doing and you're doing everything that you know to do and you're just giving the rest to God, and although opposition is coming at you and although there's anxieties and although there's distractions, I want you to know you're exactly where you're supposed to be. That where the unknown is where God is. Where you're uncomfortable is exactly where God is. Don't try to get away from your uncomfortable place to go to a comfortable place. Stay in it. God is there. Purpose is there. What you're praying for is there. What you're dreaming about is there. Don't run away. Don't run away. Don't try to settle in wildernesses when God has a promised land. Don't run. Don't run away. Don't run away. Tap in. Do, I don't care what you have to do. Say to yourself, listen, speak life over it. Like, no, enemy. No, I rebuke you, devil. No, I bind and rebuke the spirit of fear. No, I trust God. I know that if you're enemy, if you're attacking me like this, this must be where I'm supposed to be. Like I said before, and like I've been told before, football, when you're on a football field and you just pay tickets to go to the football game and you're a fan in the stands, they're not going to tackle you. You're not a threat. But if you got the ball and you're running down the field, oh, you're going to get tackled, beloved. Oh, let you be in the end zone. Oh, somebody is going to try to sock you. You're facing opposition and you're dealing with these things like anxiety and depression and all these different feelings that are coming out of nowhere because you're touching purpose. You're touching purpose. That's why. That's why it's been so hard. That's why it's been so challenging. You're touching a sense of enlightenment. You're getting to your next level. There's another dimension. People want to settle in on a certain physical level. People talk about 3D. They want to settle in 3D, but there's 4D and 5D, different dimensions. And people want to stay in this world that they can control and they can see because it's easier for them. It makes it simple. It makes it, oh, this happened because that happened. This happened because that. And we know it's not that simple. We know it's not. But we want to believe it's that simple because it makes it make certain people sleep easier at night. But some of us are created for 4 and 5D living. Some of us are created to get to the next level. And if you're listening to me right now, you're trying to get to the next level. If you're listening to me, you are called to higher dimensions. And that requires you to be uncomfortable. That requires you to have uncomfortable conversations with yourself. That requires you to be crying out to God. That requires you to be prayed up. That requires you to understand and navigate the attacks of the enemy. That requires you to know that there is going to be attacks on your mental health. There's going to be attacks on you. You're really, I remember TD Jake said this. He said that, you know, lions have teeth. Bears have their claws. Sharks have their teeth. Alligators have their snout as well. But those are the things that they use to basically get their prey, right? That's what they use to defeat their prey. And so if you're able to get a lion and you're able to get around their teeth, or you're able to get a bear and you get around the fact that they have their claws, and if you get to an alligator and you can get around his snout, and if you can get to a shark and get around, you know, the front of the shark where he can bite you and, you know, things like that, you can defeat the shark or you can defeat these animals. With a person or a human being, it's their mind. That if you can get around a person's mind, somebody need to hear this. If you can get to somebody's mind, if you can get to somebody's mind, you can defeat them. You hear me? Somebody needs to hear this today. The enemy is attacking your mind. Why? Because if he can get your mind, if he can get the depression going, if he can get the anxiety going, if he can make you feel like you're late or behind, or you've done too much, or get you caught up in guilt or shame, or make you feel like you don't deserve it. If he can get in your head, he can get you out of purpose. He can get you out of alignment. That is how the enemy defeats us. He doesn't defeat us by this normal other types of stuff. He defeats us by getting in our mind. And so the fear that you've been feeling, the anxiety that you've been feeling, the depression you've been feeling, those things are because you're stepping into purpose, and the enemy don't want you stepping into purpose. The enemy wants you to stay right where you at, right in the world, in the 3D, just doing physical things, chasing physical things, and not being fulfilled like everybody else. But guess what? You're listening to this because you're called to a higher thing. You're called to higher levels, higher dimensions. There's impacts that you were specifically created to make. And I'm not going to let you settle on a lower level. I'm not. So if you're listening to me, push through. If you're listening to me, tell the enemy he needs to get behind you. He needs to get to, because all he can do is try to convince you out of your blessing. He got to get behind you. Oh, no. We're rebuking and binding devils today. In the name of Jesus, you got to get behind me. Because guess what? I'm going full throttle, baby. And you're going to have to watch me. You're going to have to watch me make the purpose and do the things that I'm supposed to be doing. You're going to have to watch me accomplish my dreams on this day. You're going to have to see me do exactly what God created me to do. That's exactly what you're going to have to see. You're going to see me rise to the higher levels. You're going to see God work in my life. You're going to see me, devil, because at the end of the day, I know what you're trying to do. You do the same things over and over again, and I keep letting you over and over again. But today, today's a new day. Today is a new day. You got the right one today. Oh, you got the right one today. No, I know that you are calling me to a higher level, and I'm not going to let you do what you've always done. Oh, no. I'm called to a higher level, baby. I'm not staying on this low level. I'm not staying here because it's comfortable no more. It's a different year. It's the year of Jubilee. Year 2025 is the year of Jubilee. It's the year of renewal and restoration. Oh, no. Now, y'all can stay where y'all want to stay. And y'all can do what y'all want to do. But guess where Sam going? Sam elevating. Sam's being promoted. Y'all are going. That is what's happening. There's a shift in the atmosphere, family. And you can choose. You can choose what side of history you want to be on. Thank you for spending your time with us on Love Samantha Lee, the More Than Just Pretty podcast. It's been a privilege to share this space with you where we celebrate being unapologetically ourselves. I hope today's episode has encouraged you to embrace your own unique beauty and the beauty in others. Don't forget to follow us and join our community on social media. Share your journey and your insights, and let's continue this conversation. Until next time, remember, real beauty starts with you being true to yourself. I love you, family. And I'm going to talk to you soon.